third one, the fourth one, I think, where the,
there's only some few components here. The other two components, which are, and I have to say, can be represented, although in a slightly more complicated way. They appear essentially as the, in the same time, they appear essentially as the derivative of the field by, so another two components here that have. The distinction between problems and mysteries here is the following. A problem is something which stands the chance of being solved, perhaps, in a more or less immediate future. Mystery, on the other hand, let's say problems are the word nature of problems, good or technique. Thank you. has for the Bureau of Land has a massive field. In any of the Bureau of Land field, very conscientious formulated produced fields from home of consumption can be understood within a framework of ecology theory. And the nature of our non conscientious to be made well, at one level, they differ in the fire action was something which might be handled a little, and there's a more of a, in this form of note, this is the end, the function, Secretary of Conscientiously, you might say, minus two, to remind you that when the Secretary was being there in the discussion, it was substantial three, it was important to remember that the Secretary would be there, not very much at all, but simply representing the terminology through here, the H1 of some space X, as the chief of normal functions of the community, N-2, respectively. X here, well, in all the applications here, we should be thinking of X, in fact, being the whole of the closure of the CP+. And that has the wonderful consequence that the final alternative positive frequency field as well as being 0 and that means that the spiral constructed is looking at the momentum space, where we actually see the effect of the positiveness, is actually constructed and carried out in terms of the positive energy. On the geometrical realization of that, which is really the next information, is that spiral vector something for X in the positive, and I've written a positive there that we can listen to already have a sort of form of form. And it's quite confusing and quite lovely, but it actually means that the imaginary part of X is timeline compatible. Now, the correct notation, which will just simplify a certain amount of formally, but simplification, we compress indices, so we write the lines instead of indices, and then subtract indices because they're on the lines together. Again, there's a skewing notation here, which Dave is writing out or using in the brackets. With this, which will recognize as a very frequent combination of twisters because they're related by points, so it's one point, so it's always in one line. We also need the epsilon symbol very frequently, and again, very natural notation for that, which is to do with the skew overall four. Now, if you recall, that just simply to remind you that a point in space-time here corresponds to a certain set of twisters, namely all the twisters of this form. And then you can think of all the twisters which are a linear combination of two representative twisters. It doesn't matter which representative twister shows, so A and B. And that, of course, means that the skew product of A and B carries all the information about P, in the sense that I can tell whether a twister in the time or not, by whether this object is dynamic or not. So this contains all the information about a point in the cluster space. And very importantly, now Now, I agree that they did produce that so that I can write down some of the results they did show without having to use the exact this, in fact, I'm going to read all I need to say about this interval, just about three remarks. And the first of them is this remark, which is about the simplest interval that's possible to write down, and this interval over 1, which is variable, said, I've used non-projective formulation, that's impossible to come up with a projective way. This is the result. We're going to take this simple integrand here and integrate over a conso, which is product 4x1. I'm saying this result from this loop is very useful to have. We just use the lead that packs in constant to a constant degree, or the integrate that reciprocal to volume for most attributes. And we are able to use the product. Now, also, if you use notation, here is defined by this thing, which is in fact generally a singularity and greater than norm. So n less than norm, that's also the boundary. That is about the appropriate definition. And I'll just put more precisely here that if I have a number n on the line here, it corresponds to being that factor n. Yeah, these details are determinant of course, are not the important. The important idea is the line in the diagram corresponds to the singularity.
Change
to
the n.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm sorry, I wasn't copying it from the old man. Thank you very much. All right, this particular example of that, you know, it's a very important example. The elementary state plays a very important role in the field of the here. It's important, for instance, to have some elementary state values. And I'm going to deal with the scalar case. Essentially, the other ellipses are different. I've got a simple translation to get the scalar field material. So I'm not in fact putting all that in a highly fine description of stuff up here. Depending on how closely we follow the varying things that we've witnessed by our eyes this morning, you'll know that the scalar fields correspond to functions of degree minus 2. And here's the other one here. In fact, this is simplified as possible like that. And we might consider this particular function in the sense of the simplest. So there is perhaps the simplest that is generally in H1. I can apply this formula about to this particular function, and in fact my transform function as well. So there's a simple equivalent formula that I've already worked out to do that, which just looks a little bit obscure, but in fact all it is lovely, plotted into a whisker. They simply describe the point P that corresponds to A and B in a dual way. If A and B correspond to point P, then my A prime and B prime, where that's A prime and that's B prime. So this twisted transform is a sort of calculus form of the Julian algebraic dualization that I just recalled, simply using epsilon in another sort of calculus way. And in fact, then just write down the conclusion of this particular case. This particular field here, F, that all the F vectors of W, both correspond to this field, which is of the form of degree of the proportion of the back across the board factors. So from this standard, this is one of F minus T squared. P is in what I call the fugitive here, and I suppose that should be the backwards here. Then I is positive frequency. That simply corresponds. That automatic effect, if indeed this F is a member of the appropriate topology group H1 and PC plus. That A and B should indeed generate the thing of the equivalent 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 of the and the point of all this is
is this.
I need to learn to not manage the management well because I use the function of twisters, I'm talking to you. That's all for the trick, okay? I'm not really a care very much, which I use in the years after the fire. I'm in the spot quite happily between function zero and between one and minus two, function value, and three function two. In fact, quite a lot of what I'm going to do is to scale the field inwards instead of over to three function two, so rather than right, so I don't know what I mean, but it's one of the most attractive and simple things for us. Good theory has to offer, and it's a very beautiful formula to scale the product as to zero mass fields. And let's suppose I'm supplied with two fields, F corresponding to phi, and G corresponding to, well, to be fair, I've written psi phi, you see, because normally when we write an expression like this, to scale the product in the conventional theory, we're actually taking a complex conjugate of the field. So I'm thinking of psi as being positive frequency and psi bar, and therefore being negative frequency. And to stress the polymorphic connection, because the theory could have a slightly different convention. So if you want, we will use F and G, where F is positive frequency and G is negative frequency, rather than using F and G as though they're positive frequency, and sometimes you might choose up and more harmonic. So that was it. Okay. Only of the antisymmetric object. expect manufacturers to be much only of the H1s that are actually appearing here, not for the representation. Fill out what the means in a very confusing take field dysfunction is that, and take it in a product to the field is the actual complex conjugate, which is given by that, and that. Actually, I should just say that the asymmetry is only in this expression, is only apparent. In fact, I think you rather done in the beginning, I'm speaking of the result of that effect, and my expression is the result. And in fact, the whole thing coming down to that is the first one, you know, the S3 rather than the S1. I skipped over a bit, which I did write, and then didn't speak out. So let me go back to that, so that we're not necessarily making an expert. Very simple, I guess, made sausage with four. So now, any old function of Z, head, and sticking on to it, I say that, but these other two things, averages, that means AZ, BZ, well, integrating out these two simple poles means enforcing A dot Z equals 0 and B dot Z equals 0. And that's equivalent to saying, I must restrict Z to the line defined by A and B. And that's equivalent to substituting the Z here, F of Z, substitute F of a linear combination of some good A prime and B prime, which we find that one. And in fact, as a matter of fact, that's only what the original counter-interval formula for fields does. It restricts or just Z to the line passing through the field point X. That's exactly the same as what's going on here. We're restricting the presence of these two poles, they are actually restricts the process here. So that's a very useful idea. And this is in fact what I actually appeal to in the demonstration here for a symmetrical thing going on this from. Because in fact all that's going on here in this object is this. Z here is constrained via this form, which is the combination of these two systems, established by these two. Yeah. Now we have an integral in four complex dimensions, but I must assert that in fact this has an F3 concept. You may well recognize this exponential expression here in CP1 or CP1. There was a sphere type concept, maybe the sphere. Well, that's some feel for how simple the product of the experiment field is. It's a beautiful result, but it's manifested finite, and it's an ordinary error. And it's also manifested in K there, which is particularly nice for the higher spin. In the usual form, it's not so easy to do for the photon. And higher spins represent a gain of direction and prove the usual form of gain direction. I'm going to do something very similar now to this more complicated expression, which is starting point for the usual direction. In fact, what we're going to consider is the integrated product of four. Zero mass scalar fields. So this is the integral over real space time of the product of these two positive frequency scalar fields and two negative frequency scalar fields. The fact that they're scalar is not important. I will show you that it's very easy to generalize that to other systems. That's not a problem at all. It is important that two positives are negative. If we had three positives and one negative, it would have vanished. Or four positives, it would have vanished. And well, this is what we think of it being a simple possible of trying to diagram the two in space and the two out space. So I'm going to go into the specific conversation. I'm actually going to translate this into the topic. I'm going to change my face because the general field 515534 of this function. I'm going to just measure. Now I'm sure I justify the treatment of this for several reasons. There is a general proof of the reduction of this integral to the superimposal that you eventually get that given in quantum gravity book. And that doesn't so well illustrate how the concept structure arises. And that's frankly more of a geometrical flavor and how the contour integration arises out of this And that's something that could be much more easily done to demonstrate. So what in fact it comes down to doing is actually the specific of this multiple interrupt. It is certainly not for the the picture is this, we've got this instagram here, so it's important to realize that P and Q are adopting a P and Q in order to lead to the function. Our RNS must be in part of the effect result of the concentration. If on the X contour here, the fact that the interval is a real X means it has to pass between